American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Well, the ranchers get up in arms.
That's Dennis Sun, a fourth-generation rancher in central Wyoming and president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association based in Cheyenne. He noted that ranching can be challenging when all of a sudden someone who's drilling for mineral rights comes across an area with Native American artifacts, which are all over the state of Wyoming. And when those artifacts are present, it can disrupt the rancher's life.
You know, here it is, your private lands, but you have to deal with that. And so, like a rancher will want a pad or a road into an oil field or some oil well, you know, the rancher wants a road to go someplace. There's some of these sensitive issues there, then they have to move the road. Or, you know, some instance like that, or where you put a fence, or water development, or, you know, issues like that, Patrick. And it's just kind of a pain in the rear.
And Sun said that the Wyoming legislators are fond of the cattle industry there.
You know, there's a reason why. Tourism is number two behind energy, and then agriculture is the third largest business in Wyoming, and livestock, cattle are the top livestock in Wyoming, as far as numbers or, you know, what the dollars they bring in. And, you know, the ranches and the open spaces they provide and the wildlife habitat that they provide, the legislature likes the cattlemen and all ranchers because they provide what the tourists come to Wyoming to see.
You also have a lot of feral horses that are a true menace on the cattle ranchers. But, of course, that's all on government land.
Yeah. Well, you know, the western part of the state is mostly has most of the government lands, and the eastern part is mostly private land. There's none of those issues in the eastern part, you know.
And Sun describes the thriving cattle industry in Wyoming.
As far as weather-wise, most of the state has had a great year. I mean, we've had a lot of water, enough irrigation. We had timely rains last spring, and so the grass out, for the most part in Wyoming, has been very good.
That's Dennis Sun, a fourth-generation Wyoming rancher and president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue this week announced special procedures to assist producers who lost crops or livestock due to the recent hurricanes. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.